Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, whiter looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, whiter, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb. So whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
Hi guys, I'm Emma.
I'm Julie.
And we're the girls behind Comments by Celebs. And today we have a very special guest here with us, Rahasa of New Jersey and businesswoman mogul Margaret Josephs.
Hi, Emma. Hi, Julie.
I'm so excited to be
Thank
here.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh my God. I am so excited.
We're so excited. You had a very packed day and we're happy that you made time for us. So
Thank you.
It.
Of course.
So just for you guys listening, this is going to be different than our regular episode. This is going to be totally Bravo focused bonus episode. So we're going to get into all things Bravo, play little games, but not our typical news. So first off, obviously the new season airs very soon on Wednesday, correct?
Yes, Wednesday at 9 p.m.
We got a couple more plugs in.
Yes.
So tell us, what can we expect?
Well, I mean, the first episode, I don't know if you guys watch it, the season, it's great. It's fabulous. We have two new housewives, which they're both amazing. Of course, one I like better than the other because she's my girlfriend, Jackie. And you get to see a lot of great stuff. We have great trips. You see great family drama. You see Danielle's wedding, but we all know she's getting divorced already, but that's okay. The wedding was still beautiful and fabulous. A lot of drama there. It's just a lot of stuff. You see everybody's, it focuses on family. You see my Marge Sr., a lot going on with Marge Sr.
I love that.
Just a lot of, it's a lot of fun stuff. Last season got a little dark, I feel, even though it was a great season. This season, you see a lot of fighting and making up. And just a lot of opinionated women empowerment, but just, it's just a lot more fun.
Totally. So are you equally as close with Melissa? Has that not changed?
No, Melissa and I are very tight. We're together all the time. I mean, even right. If you look at our Instagram, we're always going out together. We're both businesswomen. We both like to go out. We like to stay out. Our husbands are actually extremely close. They work together. They talk on the phone more than Melissa and I do. I always say they're
so
both
funny.
Little height challenge, jealous Italian Joes. I always tease them.
Also.
They're both in construction. Yeah. So we're close as a family. She has amazing sisters that I'm close with. So we're very close.
That's really nice.
Yes.
So obviously we got a million questions, which we'll get into a question and answer after, but about Danielle.
Yes.
So let me give you a little backstory, which is
of course,
a fun
I love a backstory.
So I grew up going to school actually with Danielle's daughter, Christine.
Oh.
Yeah. So I, like back in the very beginning seasons of The Housewives, I was at Jacqueline's house when they were filming the birthday party. And in those original seasons, I wasn't on camera, but I was there. So I know Danielle also from, I mean, I haven't spoken to her in years, but I definitely know her not just from TV. So I think it's so interesting, like with you guys, you know, there was a major shift.
Yes, there's definitely a shift. I just want to say Danielle and I were very close. I think she's an amazing mother. I really loved her. I think we're just different people. I don't flip on a dime. I'm not that girl. I don't turn on a dime.
Right.
That's just not me. And I think I saw a side of her that just wasn't for me.
Right. And so you just decided to actively kind of separate. And
I just actively separated. And I think it's very telling when someone could only stay married 10 weeks. I mean, marriages fall apart, which can happen. But, you know, I was like, whoa. But it also, in defense of her, she did get married in the public eye. It's very hard. But I think she's an issue with relationships in general, be it female relationships or male relationships or whatever it is. And I tried to work on it with her and it didn't work.
It just didn't work out. You were the one of the maids of honor in...
Yes, I was one of the matrons of honor.
Was it a beautiful wedding?
I thought it was a beautiful wedding. I thought she looked stunning. I thought I loved her dress. I called her, like a pirate sea wench because it was very sexy, mermaidy. I thought she looked gorgeous. But there was, I mean, she was bridezilla essential, I'm going to say, point blank. I mean, She acted like it was their first wedding. She acted like she was 22 and getting married. Right. I was like, Danielle, I mean, it's your 20th engagement, your third marriage.
Right.
Hire a freaking wedding coordinator. Melissa, Teresa, and I are not your indentured slaves.
Right.
Basically, I was like, girl, I am not, you know, doing all these things.
I can only imagine that.
Yeah, get a wedding coordinator.
Were you there being like, this is going to end within weeks? Or were
no,
you,
I didn't think that.
You thought it was going to last longer than it
I didn't think
I
it
mean
was
you had to assume it was going to last longer than it did.
I mean, I didn't know if they were going to be buried next to each other in the cemetery. I didn't think it was going to be a lifelong thing.
Right.
I didn't think that was going to happen, but I didn't think it was going to end as quickly as it did.
So do you, because honestly the only thing I know about him is via what she used to post on her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is he like?
He's lovely. He's an upstanding, amazing man. I think he's great. I don't I would never character assassinate him like some other people have. He's a good guy. He's just a good guy. He has a great family. He's just an all around good guy.
Okay.
He really is. He has great kids. He's a great guy.
That is going to be so interesting to watch.
It is. By the way, I think, yeah. It's funny.
The whole thing is, personally, I cannot wait for that to watch. That
yeah, I think, and especially you knowing the family.
One thing about right. Danielle, that's first of all, you. she's definitely polarizing, but I will say, and I think that you would agree with that, she's entertaining. Whether you like her or you hate her, she's very entertaining, and that is why.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I find her very entertaining, but in small doses.
Well, it's also different watching it versus being the one that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living it's a whole other story.
It's a whole other story, which I mean,
24 hours a day, seriously, I mean, it would even put me on the meds.
Right.
Right.
Hey.
And the Marge, she's not a pill taker.
No, hey, something you gotta take into your limits, right?
Yes.
So we got a lot of questions, which I'm also just curious as a fan.
Of course.
About you and your husband, your dynamic and your relationship, because you're so, from what it seems at least, like visibly in love. The way that I always describe it from watching is that I feel like he kisses the ground you walk on.
I will say Joe and I did a lot to be together, and everything you see is very real. He does adore. I don't like to say I adore him.
No, of
and
course.
He really adores me. We did so much to be together. I think that's why we cherish each other so much. Like I said, I was in a marriage. He was married. We both did everything possible to be together against, right. You know, all odds, whatever it is. And unfortunately, a lot of people got hurt, but we really were meant to be together. So yes, do I think he like adores me? Absolutely.
But sometimes, as he should.
Yeah, but sometimes too much. I always say he's stage 5 clinger, elevated to stage 20. I mean, the guy has to shower with me every day because he feels like that's the only time he gets me alone, which I think is hilarious.
So funny.
I'm like, Joe, Jesus Christ. Marge, what time are we showering? Are we getting in the shower? Are you showering now? Da-da-da. Oh, you didn't answer the phone when I called. I mean, he is literally like, but I'm very, very lucky. I'm really into him. I love him. We are. We're very happy. We're meant to be together. Yeah, he does. And I feel the same way about him.
I know.
I mean, I always used to be super flirtatious. Now I don't even look at anybody else. I'm like into my like short little Super Mario. You know, that's because right. That's what he looks like. He really looks like Super Mario.
He's so cute.
I love
that.
But
he's like very manly. He's like, I always say, he's like rough, tough cream puff. He's very hard on the outside, soft on the inside.
And also, right. I mean, being in construction, there's something that's just hot about that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and I made him get a tattoo. And
it's like a little fantasy thing.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I could throw you down.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Clean the pipes.
Now we're talking.
Yes.
So I had a question. In terms of, you know, in the last season, I think it was, we saw that Melissa struggled a little in the sense that she is becoming this powerful businesswoman and she started Envy, and Joe, while he was supportive, kind of struggled with that in her mm-hmm. role of being wife/mother and also this businesswoman. So of course you are very successful in your own right, and I'm curious, does that ever, you know, come into play with your marriage?
I think Joe met me and I was like that already, so he's very accepting of it and super, super supportive of it. And listen, when I'm out a lot, he's just like, Jesus, you're always traveling or something like that. But then he comes with me. So he's super supportive of it. It doesn't really bother him as much. And I think that's good with Melissa also, because Melissa and I do business things together and we go a lot. So I think that's also helped with her because, you know, Joe and him are together and then Joe sees it's great. So I think it's been a win-win for both of us.
Right. And also I would imagine that because of how like visibly loyal you are with your husband and that whole nine, that maybe any, not that Joe Gorga would be worried about that, but when Melissa's with you, it's kind of like a safe, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, Melissa, like they both feel good when we're together.
Exactly.
And by the way, listen, they're both jealous. I mean, the two Joe Gorgas, you know, they're hot-headed little Italians.
Yeah, I know. I think Joe, don't you think that Joe like I always say, Joe Gorga, when I look at him and Teresa, I see a lot of similarities in terms of the way that they look and in terms of the way that they act. But do you think that if you were looking at Teresa and you were like, okay, I want to picture her in guy form, would it be Joe?
Yes. They look so much alike. Right? Those jeans, they do look those a lot Gorga alike. Jeans yeah, they're are strong. Very, very strong.
Yeah.
Look at her kids. Yes. Even.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. No, it's so true.
And they have such a unique look. They're so good looking in a very unique way. They're yeah. very, like a very strong features, very good looking. And they have like the best smiles. The Gorgas, the best smiles.
Yeah, that's true.
And lights up a room.
Oh, I love that.
No, it really does. They both really light up a room when they smile. It's really, it's cute.
See, we're positive over here. I love that. Yes. It's kind of nice. Okay, so I wanted to stay a little true to our typical format, even though this is a bonus episode, and talk about some news that's going on in the Housewives world, aside from New Jersey.
Of course.
So just major things that have been in the news
recently.
Okay,
tell me.
So Kenya Moore, I'm sure you know, gave birth.
Oh, I saw her feet were very swollen. She had preeclampsia. Did she spew out the kid?
Yes.
Okay, what did she have?
She spewed it out.
She had, what did she have? Do you know? Did she have a girl? I think she had a girl.
Let's fact check. Hold on.
I think we're fact checking with the publicist. Yeah, it's on. Exactly.
Oh, congrats, Kenya Moore. I'm so happy for you. You know, she was so happy. I'm so thrilled because I was worried. I saw her ankles were very swollen. I was watching on Instagram, but I didn't know as of last night that she had the baby.
Yeah, I was unsure, but she did.
Yep.
Oh, congrats. That's great.
Yes. Also, something that's been in the news recently, which is a New Jersey-based thing, is that the whole, you know, once Joe gets released, that he is now potentially going to be deported. I was wondering if you've spoken to Teresa about it at all, or...
I've texted with Teresa. She's very busy. Obviously, just showed my support. Whatever she needs, I'm here for her. She's extremely strong. And, you know, it's the worst news in New Jersey history, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. I agree. But Gia was posting on Instagram about it. That was heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking.
It really is.
It's very heartbreaking.
You can say whatever you want about anything he did, anything about him. At the bottom line, like, he is a dad and a husband, and
yeah,
they're a family, and they love each other very much. And it would be heartbreaking if they get separated.
I was watching the reunion, like last night. You know, just doing some research.
Yes.
And when Andy asked Teresa, and she was like, "Oh, I love Italy." I don't think she realized the, you know, right, extreme possibility kind of
announced. I think she was just saying it to, like, because it was such a far thought that yeah. she was like, oh, Italy's beautiful. And then when it came down to the reality of it, it's like, now she's really yeah. got to decide what she
I
wants.
I think it's heartbreaking news, but time will tell. And yeah.
I mean, the other thing with moving to Italy is that, like, she's got young kids. That's uprooting their whole lives.
No,
it's not just like her moving from Jersey alone and living in Italy with her husband, which seems like a dream. It's like, totally. There's so many factors.
I will say, Teresa is incredibly loyal. And
very loyal, very strong, and she'll do what's best for her family. I don't know, whatever she feels is best for her family, she'll do it.
Yeah. Right. Agreed on that one.
Yes. Which is very admirable.
Yes. Also, I was just going to say, Yolanda Hadid has been posting about her, you know, ongoing struggle with Lyme disease and that whole thing. Are you friends with the Beverly Hills Housewives at all?
I'm not friends with the Beverly Hills Housewives. That's one branch that I and franchise that I have not really got to be with at all.
Do you have an interest in doing so? You would like
to? Yes, I mean, I think they're fabulous. What's not to like about the Beverly Hills Housewives? They're amazing, gorgeous, fabulous. They all have great style. Why wouldn't I want to be friends? I mean, Kyle. I happen to really love Kyle. Just her style, the way she looks, of course.
Me too. She's yeah. to die, I know. And then lastly, which I don't know how recent this news is, but Danielle filing her restraining order.
yeah, that was a while ago. They're back in the house together, just so you know.
So, okay. So what is... Because I was watching I think it was an Us Weekly interview, mm-hmm. and she's explaining how they kind of have to cohabitate.
Yes.
And she... like, she'll talk about, like, she goes down to the kitchen and the door's still closed, and that just must be a very uncomfortable...
Oh, that's so common in divorce. From a girl who's been divorced, right. That's very common. When you both live in the same house, you have to do that. You young girls, thank God, don't worry about that. But when you're married and you're getting divorced and one person doesn't move out until they separate all marital assets, that's the way it is. When you're getting divorced, sometimes you got to live in the same house till everything's split up.
Wow, that just must
be. That's life, I know. Yeah, I had to do it too. You get used to it.
I'm sure you do, but it must be
just... Yeah, I'm trying to imagine it.
I know.
But you know what? You love them once, you could live with them a little longer.
I guess that's true.
I think that's
not so bad.
That's true. Okay. First, we're first going to do a rapid fire question round, okay? And just give us the first thing that comes to mind
okay.
for these questions. Favorite franchise other than New Jersey?
New York.
Good choice. Hottest house husband other than your own?
Ooh, hottest Maurizio.
Yes.
Yes. No one has ever given a different answer, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Team Bethany or Team Carol?
Carol.
We'll get into that after. Favorite Vanderpump cast member?
Oh, God. Who's, just because she's so gorgeous, Lala? Is she on that? Lala Kent?
Yeah, so much.
Yes, I was like, am I saying the right thing?
Yes.
Just because she's so beautiful. Agree. I don't know if the personalities as well as I should, but Lala Kent, because I like to look at her.
Right. I agree.
Makes sense.
Same. Luann's Cabaret or Sonia's Burlesque?
Sonia's Burlesque.
Ooh, love it.
I love Sonia.
Love Sonia, right? She's fabulous.
Yes, fabulous.
We should get her.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh,
also.
My God. Definitely.
Sonia's the best.
Yeah. Hottest housewife.
Hottest housewife? Oh, my God. That's so hard to say. I mean, a hottest housewife. Who, like, if I was, like, switching teams, who's the hottest housewife? This is so hard for me to say. I'd have to say Erica Jane.
I was going to say that.
Just because I love her style. She's over the top. She's blonde. I mean, what's not to love?
What's not to love? I right. so agree. Dorit's also pretty.
Well, she's transformed herself. That's and true. I like it.
Right. Yeah,
that's I'm not going to say. I don't care if she's had all that work done. She looks amazing.
I'm such a proponent of if it works. Me too. Why not?
Yes.
But
oh my God.
If it's good work.
If it's good work.
And she's had very good work.
Well, yeah.
Kudos to
I texted
Dorit.
You the other day. I was like, I need my lip fillers immediately.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I literally was like, I need them now.
I was like, if it makes you feel better, right. do it. I mean, that's how I feel about
No,
that
me too.
Stuff.
But it has to be done with good taste.
Right. Of course.
Which, by the way, how is Jennifer's husband in terms of plastic surgeon?
I haven't used him for anything. I haven't had, I think, yeah, I guess he's good. I mean, I haven't really seen his work. I don't think Jennifer's had a lot of work done.
I was going to say, it doesn't look like she really has, which personally.
I mean, listen, she's had her lips done. She's had things like that done, but she hasn't
basics.
Had.
Yeah, of course.
The basic package.
The starter kit.
Yeah, the starter kit.
Exactly.
I mean, she's had 5 kids. I don't think she's even had a tummy tuck.
Let me just tell you. Again, I'm not at this point yet, but if I was married to a plastic surgeon, I don't know. I'd be getting left and right.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, believe me. I'm sure when she sees herself on screen, she'll be up yeah. in the ante. Not to worry.
Yeah. That's actually a question I was going to ask you about. We always talk when we're watching the reunions, or basically when we're watching any TV, is like how you guys all look so stunning and so amazing, but myself personally, I would have such anxiety, I think, about knowing that, like, all of your angle, you're just out there, right? You're like at mercy to the camera. How do you deal with that?
Oh my God, you want to like cut your wrist afterwards.
How do you
it's horrible. It's really horrible. But I look at it afterwards, I'm just like, oh my God, could someone have told me not to turn my head that way? And then one of Priscilla, my make bros, goes, girl, I told you not to put your chin down that way. But I mean, and then people write to you, you know, the way people write to me, nasty comments, Marge, right. get your neck done, do this, do that. You know what? You get used to it. You get,
right.
And the truth is you have to be confident in your own skin, whatever it is. And you can't look stunning all the time. So I'm realistic. I mean, cut me a break. I see girls, the most gorgeous girls in the world have cellulite in their ass. It is what
right.
it is.
Right. As
everyone it's not realistic. Realistic.
No,
it's not realistic.
It's totally
everybody's not.
Not
their fucking Instagram filter.
Right.
No, they are not.
They're just not.
Amen to that. I know. It's so true. I think that I'm always in awe at how well the housewives handle it. Like, I don't think that I would be able to.
Yeah, most. I'd say 90% handle it well. 10% are psychotic and answer back crazy things. But I'd say good.
Most of them. Which we'll get into that.
Yeah, comments by celebs. How could you not even write? Exactly. You know
we
better
know,
than anyone.
You're right.
Oh, we know well. There's yeah. Okay, back to rapid fire. Sorry, we're getting very sidetracked. Nicest housewives home.
Nicest housewives home. Oh, I like kookier houses, style wise. So I might have to say I like Kyle's house is very nice. Because it's more California cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else's house I really like. I might have to say her house. No. What the hell's wrong with me? Dorinda's house in the Berkshires. Am I crazy? Dorinda's house in the Berkshires. It's a little kookier. It's more my speed.
Beautiful.
Not that everybody doesn't have a beautiful home across franchise, but Dorinda's house in the Berkshires, it's very eclectic and fabulous and grand. Sorry.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I will say about Kyle's house, though, it's so stunning and amazing. And I think that, listen, first of all, he's the king of like LA real estate. Mauricio, he could do whatever. I think that considering what they could do, it's relatively humble, don't you feel?
Yes, it's also tasteful.
Tasteful, exactly.
Because I like to go into someone's home and see their personality, and I think that's why I said Dorinda. An interior designer could do your home, but if it doesn't reflect, when you walk into someone's home, you want to say, wow, this is that person's home.
Right.
So when you walk into Dorinda's, you're like, wow, this is Dorinda's. You want to be able for it to reflect their personality. You don't want a cookie cutter house.
I agree.
And I think a lot of people's houses don't look like them. It could be anybody's house.
Yeah, I agree with you. Cutest housewives kid.
cutest housewife's kid. Oh my God, that's so hard to say. I mean, listen, the Gorga kids are adorable. The Judice kids are adorable. I don't want to say it's my franchise for sure. Jackie's kids, our kids are the cutest.
Yeah. Okay.
They have the biggest personality.
And what city do you think should be next?
Oh, what I think we should do, let me think. Why not, we should do maybe like a Nashville. We need another like southern type of, with a little twang.
Okay.
Listen, not that I don't love Chicago, but B-O-R-I-N-G.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chicago. You know, just something a little more fun.
I agree.
Like a Nashville.
I agree. I was thinking Scottsdale could also be fun.
Scottsdale could be fun. Good idea. Scottsdale, Nashville.
Right.
They could. I mean, you can make it work most
places. We haven't had Florida again. Like, I loved Miami. I wish, why don't we bring Miami back?
I'm shocked Miami didn't work.
Let me tell you something. Every single episode, we pitch something to Andy Cohen, like across the board. So this one, Andy, please bring back Miami. We're all asking.
I loved Miami. Marisol, I love her. She's my girl, Marisol Penn.
Let me tell you.
Can we get the Grutmans on Miami?
Could you imagine?
Your friend,
Dave. No, Dave Grutman. Do you know who he is? He's like the king of Miami.
So you know Lisa Hochstein?
Yes, I like Lisa Hochstein.
First off, I follow her on Instagram, Snapchat, all forms of social media. That closet, that do you?
Yes.
Yeah, you always send me that.
Because I'm in awe of it every single time. How is that not on a show?
I don't understand. But I don't know either. I mean, listen, when I loved Marisol, because her mother at the time was Mama Elsa, and I just got such a kick at it. I don't understand it. I just don't understand. I think Miami is a bring back.
Andy, you heard it here first. We agree.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for siding with us on that one. Okay, I have a question for you.
Of course.
Your favorite encounter, because you meet a lot of people, a lot of Bravo celebrities, especially these types of situations. Can you think of a time that you had like a favorite encounter with a Bravo celebrity in a social setting that's not filming, obviously?
In a social setting. I would just say a favorite encounter with a Bravo celebrity. I mean, being with Andy, it wasn't filmed. Behind the scenes, obviously being with Andy Cohen, because I adore him, and that was like a very big deal to me, because I loved him obviously way before I got on Housewives, right. So that was great to meet him. But I'm just thinking, you know, I fangirl, I just love certain people in general. I love Dorinda when Joe and I got to go to her house in the Berkshires and just lay by her pool alone. It was just me, Joe, and Dorinda, and we're cuddling up, and she's so sweet, and I got to be with her parents. So that was such amazing, a great moment. Yeah. Like that, you know, no cameras, nobody's there. We're having intimate life discussion. That was very, very special to me, and I felt very bonded to her, and I don't get to see her all the time, but we're there by the pool, and Joe's flipping over her cushions because there's water in them, and it was just like a real family type moment. So that was a great day for me. I'm trying to think what else. That wasn't like, you know, we weren't talking business. But Andy, I know, really loves Marge Sr. So he was, the way he was so sweet to Marge Sr., I loved. Personally, I think he might like Marge Sr. better than me. But that, so moments like that. Those were big fangirl moments to me.
That's actually like a funny thing to think about. The transition from being, you know, I'm sure you watched the show beforehand or you watched Bravo. So, of course, it's almost like you fangirl over Andy and now he's your boss.
Oh, my God. I love it. By the way, I'm like, oh, Andy Cohen. Oh, my God. I love it. You know, it just feels so weird. Yeah.
Right. That's such an interesting thing to think about. Andy was actually, when we first started the account and maybe had 1,200 followers, he was one of our first followers.
Oh, I love it.
Right.
Well, because it's so great. You're a cancer. I mean, you guys are so smart, so clever, so amazing. And you guys are so young. So be so proud. I feel like I birthed you.
Thank you. Which is actually a seamless transition. Do we want to talk about Instagram a little?
Yes.
Okay, so we started the account, right? And obviously, you know, it picked up traction and did really well. And there's a whole Bravo fan base. So that's why we decided we really needed to make a separate Bravo account. And something that we always talk about, which is really interesting, is how celebrities versus Bravo celebrities respond to trolls or respond to drama. For example, typically, if there's a, I don't know, altercation or something going on in the world of celebrity, it's rare that they're going to address it in the comments section if it involves another celebrity. Versus, you see Tamara all the time, she'll talk about Vicky in the comments. Anybody will easily address it, which I think is partially because it's a reality show and drama is where everything kind of thrives from. So how do you handle it?
Oh, I handle it with humor and sarcasm. People say...
Best way to.
Yes, best way to do it. I am not going to get into a huge fight with trolls and people following me and things like that. I mean, people say the sickest shit to me. I mean, if you see the crap they say to me, sometimes I turn them around to being a fan, which I think is even funnier. Because then if, like, you address it in a funny way, then it turns it right around. But I say sarcastic comments. Monge, you need a facelift. You look terrible. Your boobs are saggy. This, that, and the other thing. I'm like, girl, my boobs are real. And they're deflated. And
first
my husband,
I think I
likes
posted
them.
That one.
Yes, I think you might. I was like, cut me, you know. And yeah, I think you posted that one. Or I'll say, facelift, recommend a good plastic surgeon. Right. I am not going to take this stuff seriously. If they're very vulgar and they start insulting my other fans, then I say, that's, you know, I don't want that on my page. But I'm not going to say something vicious. It's not worth it. And at the end of the day, they're still fans because they're on your page.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm not going to delete the negative comments. I wore one outfit. I mean, I got panned so bad. I thought it was so amazing, but it was just, it didn't photograph well. You're too old for that outfit. Your tits look terrible. I mean, literally, I thought I looked amazing. I got shot down so terribly, and I was, but I left every comment, and literally it was like 300 nasty comments.
Wow.
Like, literally, have you looked in the mirror, Gare Stylist? I'm like, oh, I need a stylist. I'm like, I'm in the clothing business, I'm in the fashion business, I know what to wear.
Right.
I don't need handy dandy tips from you.
Right.
Mary Jane. I looked at your pictures. I'm not gonna insult you, but I saw what you're wearing.
I mean, first of all, everybody thinks that they're a stylist in the Everyone. Comment section.
People are so quick to say what people should and shouldn't be wearing. It is wild.
It is wild.
I mean,
it's wild.
I know. By the way, I'm telling you, I bring this up constantly. I had a Pucci dress on last year in one of my parties. People are like, that dress is disgusting. I'm like, it's fucking Pucci, bitch.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, but you can't even tell people what Pucci is because they don't even freaking know what it is. Last week, the other day I had my press day. I was wearing shoes that were like YSL. They're fabulous. Girl goes, those shoes are disgusting. How could you wear those shoes with that dress? I couldn't even answer because I'm like, right. I'm not going to say something condescending like they're YSL.
Right.
Because she's going to be like, what the hell's that? It's just like, it's not even worth it. It's not worth the headache. I felt like saying something right. really nasty. You know, it's not because they're expensive, but they were super stylish. They were a platform. I was like, why am I even arguing? I just also, think like, it's funny.
Who cares what you're like? You know what I mean? Like, why is it people get so like offended almost by what other people are
you
wearing?
You know, the pigtails were. It's I mean, wild. Still, I hate on the pigtails sometimes. I mean, it's Michael crazy. Rappaport hates my pigtails. Hear that, Michael? I know. He's like, she's so colorful. I hate her pigtails. I'm like, really, Ginger? And I love him, and I loved right. him up until he started like saying, I was like, right. really, you're gonna say something about my pigtails?
First off,
you had a cold sore and you went on Watch What Happens Live. And I love him,
right?
But he did.
I wish you guys, your energy is so amazing. Like, invigorating and amazing. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, wait, we're huge fans of the pigtails. It's so unique. We haven't seen it ever, I don't think, in it's, right
I've had it. No, we haven't. Why does everyone have to look alike?
Right.
Why does everyone have to have extensions down to their crotch? I just want to know, when did that become acceptable? A lot of times I'll put in the weave, the big ponytail, the this, the that, the housewife hair. But why can't everybody be different? Where is it written you become a housewife, you got to get the extensions in, you got to get the big lips,
no.
you got to get the fake tits. Is that, that's not right. in the rule book. When I got on the show, no one said to me, okay, Margaret, this is what you have to do. That's not the deal. Everybody should be unique.
Right.
I 1,000% agree. I mean, I think that what it comes down to is that people kind of succumb to this pressure via like negativity. And if people have enough people tell you, a lot of people, I think, crumble under that. I think it's really inspiring that you are like, stand your ground. It's not that common, honestly.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, I guess because, you know, listen, I landed two husbands.
You're doing something, you know, right?
You're doing, I'm doing something right.
I'm very happy.
You have a successful business. You are on season 2.
I've managed to survive right. so far being me. I figure it's just working. Might as well not fix it. Right?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
That was from my grandma, Bertha.
It's
yes,
true.
Bertha so agree.
Is right.
I also, just side note, Priscilla did my makeup, I don't know, a couple months ago. Actually, she did an excellent job. So.
She's amazing. Priscilla's amazing. By the way, she like, you know, she beats my face into submission.
Right.
Today, Kendall did my makeup. He also did an amazing job.
An amazing job.
Amazing.
You look stunning.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you. Kendall.
Truly.
Yeah, you really do.
I do. I have very good people around me. It's a lot of work.
And I will say, just as a fellow Jersey girl, Jersey has a lot of excellent services. I mean, you can get a great blowout. You can get a great manicure, right?
Yeah, Jersey is amazing. I don't know why. I mean, I say where I live in Englewood is like the upper west side because I like to live so close to the city. No, but Jersey is the absolute best. I love living there. We have the best diners. I don't care what anyone says.
The best. Oh, my God. Suburban Diner. All them.
Oh, my God. I have to eat at my Jackson Hole 8 there like 3 or 4 times a week.
Of course,
which
Jackson
is in Englewood.
Hole. Growing up, and I told you, I went to Dwight Englewood. I would have those fajitas all the time from Jackson
Hole. Yes, and I have to eat my omelets there. We have the best diners. We have no tax on clothes. It's fabulous. It's amazing. We have the best malls. You want to hit them all, you go to Jersey.
Agreed with that one.
High-end stores, low-end stores, mix and match. It's the best.
Anytime I shop anywhere in the city, we ship it right to Jersey for no
sales tax. Yeah, you ship your clothes home. Shop in New York, ship it to Jersey.
It's a thing.
You don't live in Jersey, ship it to my house. I won't wear it, I promise.
It's so true. So many, like, for my relatives' boxes.
I don't know why I don't do that to you.
Yeah, do it.
You anywhere. Gotta do it.
You I should do that.
Bergdorf, second you walk in, shipping to Jersey. Okay, so something that we do in some of our, sometimes, is we have, like, these dream dinner parties. So we'll have different celebrities. So we'll say, you know, we'll each go back and forth saying a celebrity that we dream. We were thinking, kind of to play off of that idea, if between the three of us, we could do a dream cast of Six Housewives. So in kind of popcorn styles, so like I'll say one, you say one, Julie
okay,
says one.
Okay, okay.
And we'll end up at six. And this would be, if all, you know, all bets were off, kind of like our dream cast.
It's like a draft.
It's like a draft.
Oh, yeah. Like, yes. Yes. So the football draft.
Right.
I get it. I get it.
Do you want to go first or do you want us to go first?
You could go first, then I'll go.
Okay. I think that my first pick has to be Ramona Singer, just because I find her to be so incredibly entertaining. And I think it's never a bad time when Ramona's there as the viewer.
I'd say we'd have to have NeNe Leakes.
NeNe Leakes,
all-star. We need her from Atlanta. I mean, she will, you know, clap back queen.
Right. As we discussed before, I'm going to pick Kyle Richards as mine. I mean, how could you not?
How could you not?
Right.
I totally agree with that. I am going to get, this is so not the popular opinion, and I recognize that, but I can't help it because if I'm really just being truthful to myself, I find the most entertaining person on reality television to be Kim Bierman.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm sorry. I know it's an unpopular opinion. I just find her to be so incredibly entertaining. So I would add her in, which I know her and NeNe, that wouldn't be a good.
I know. I have to add myself in.
Well, of course.
Because, well, I mean, well, by the way, so that's, then it's going to be some people, so I'm not going to count myself.
Okay. Well, okay. We figured you were obviously already there.
Okay, so I'm already there. So I'm going to think who else I need to go on there. I'm trying to think. You know, it's a toss-up between Lisa Rinna and Erika Jayne. Because I think it's the Rinna. Because she'll just say anything.
We love
Rinna
Lisa.
Will say anything. I like somebody will say anything, no filter, and then like forgets they said it, made up about it. So I think Lisa Rinna.
You kind of say anything.
I'll say anything, but I'm lucid.
Right,
right.
That's the difference. So I really have no excuse.
Right.
So I have to own all the shit I say.
Right.
Okay. I can't say I was drunk. I can't say I was on pills.
Right.
I can't say I was having a breakdown. I could be having a breakdown one day, but not yet.
I know, right?
Yeah. Say whatever. Sorry, pills. Could do that.
Exactly.
People would be like, Benadryl. What pills? Benadryl. Oh my God, Julie, my favorite.
That's NyQuil.
I take Benadryl every night to go to bed.
It's something literally. We're working.
It's bad. We're working on it.
I keep telling her she's gonna have a hole in her stomach.
It's a lot of memory loss that I've been doing research on, which makes sense considering I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
I'm 22 and I have the memory of like an 80-year-old.
No, don't.
Both of us do.
Really?
Us do.
Bad memories?
Uh-huh. Awful.
Okay, we're going to discuss that. Off air. Off air.
I'm going to round it out with Bethany as my
pick. Yes. We're going to have a killer. Yeah,
it's a good cast.
That's an
excellent. We have to tell Andy we need like an all-star Housewives
they
episode,
should do
or like
one,
an Olympics of
they
Housewives.
Should do one where they do a draft and they go on vacation somewhere with that draft, so that it's not like it doesn't have to be by hometown. It's not inconvenient. They just maybe they go to Italy.
We have every single episode of our podcast. We have pitched something to Andy Cohen. I'm not even kidding.
And you know
you.
What? None of them have happened.
But hey, that
doesn't mean they won't.
The
I'm just saying.
Young. I think we should also. I said to Andy, why not an Olympics of Housewives?
Oh
like every God. Franchise compete against each other.
Oh my God.
I mean, athletically, you know, we do have Teresa and Melissa. They're pretty athletic on my show.
But we could do different things. Like, it could be, it doesn't have to be all sports.
A shopping Olympics.
Or, yeah, but like running in high heels, I'd fucking kill it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be, because I can really run fast in high heels.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. Oh my God, you got a boxing thing? Like, how funny would that be?
Yeah, we got to get Andy involved.
Rip a weave.
More.
Amazing.
Oh my God.
Oh, rip a weave.
Yes. All right. And when he comes in, which he has to soon, is just we're just going to be pitching.
Yeah,
him.
We're just literally just going
to
be.
He's like,
TV
"What do you guys
shows?
Want to talk about?" We're like, "You don't just listen
just
to
just
us."
Listen. I have a couple. I'm as you see me using my phone because we asked the followers to submit questions to
Ooh,
you,
I
and
it.
I want to read a couple of them. So we got a lot, which I can totally understand if you don't really want to talk about this, but a couple questions about Siggy.
It's okay.
You're okay to can I ask
I'm
you a
okay
couple?
To say anything, sure.
Okay. What was I mean, most of the questions are literally why was Siggy so awful? How could you survive
Siggy?
How could you survive that? How could you survive the Siggy drama? But people really want to know, have you talked to her since the reunion?
No. I have not spoken to Siggy since the reunion. Some people just can't get over anything. This girl harbors obviously resentment. I did run into her. I'm just going to say it. We go to the same she goes to the hair salon and I get my nails done in the back. We've gone there. I walk in there. She's getting her hair extension. She's like a breakdown when I walk in. She goes, "Oh my God, there's Margaret." I was like, She cannot get over it. I just like sauntered past her. Do-do-do-do-do-do. But I mean, the girl's still tweeting about me. She thinks my tagline is about her. You know, I can make you
Which
laugh.
Which is? Let's hear your tagline.
I can make you laugh or make you cry. Your choice. And by the way, I can make people laugh and cry this season all day long. Anything right. I say can make someone laugh or cry, depending on the freaking mood they're in.
Right.
So the truth is, it has nothing to do with her. It's about the current season. Everybody's tagline is about the current season. And she just can't get over shit. I don't understand it. I'm over something like 10 minutes later. I could have a breakdown at you and 10 minutes later, I'm like over it. That's the way life should be. Life is short. Do not harbor resentments. And she can't get over anything.
Right. Which is her problem, not yours.
Yeah, exactly. She was bitching about her first boyfriend. You ever read like her blogs? I mean, she like, ugh, it's a whole story.
Those blogs, by the way.
Oh,
right? A lot. Literally so many of the questions were about Siggy. You know, this is a really interesting one. What's it like being the only Democrat on the cast?
Well, I don't know if I'm the only Democrat on the cast, though I am voting for Tamara Nangle. Would everyone vote for Michael Wilde? So just have to say that if this is going to. No, yes, I am. I wouldn't say that. I'm very liberal. I'm sure there's other Democrats on the cast. We have new cast members this year.
Right.
I think I'm fiscally conservative. I'm socially liberal. Extreme liberal. My right. mother is like the biggest Democrat. She like, you know, rallies up and down the streets of Englewood telling people to vote.
I love it.
You know, it is what it is.
We got a lot of questions, which I was shocked how many people asked us. They wanted you to nominate who you think's the next Housewife franchise, which we decided needs to be either
Nashville or Back to Miami.
Back to Miami.
We need somebody, yes.
As we've known. And then what is your favorite, I guess we can end kind of with asking, what is your favorite in the vague terms as you could possibly say, your favorite memory from this next season? Or if you had to sum up your favorite part about this season, what would it be?
My favorite part about this season. We do get to go to Oklahoma, which people know about already. And it's my best friend. I get to see there's so many great things. No. We do get to go to Oklahoma and we're talking about doing something with the charity that I'm involved with. So it's really about my charity is right. my favorite thing about this season, which the girls I get involved with. But going to Oklahoma is the catalyst of about my charity. So really, but my best friend lives in Oklahoma and all the girls get to meet my best friend. To be honest, everybody loves her. My girlfriend Polly, I have to say that. Polly Wilson. And we've been close for many years, but we're going about my charity because Polly helps me involved thing. You guys get to see my charity and everything else, which
I
is with Northwell Health
and
pediatric cancer. So that's a big deal this year.
I was doing good, I see.
Jersey girls are very philanthropic. And you guys really get to see it this year. Not just me, but other girls.
That's great.
So what we like to typically end with is we like to have people nominate who the celebrity that they think should be on the podcast next. So if you had to nominate a Bravo celebrity, who do you think?
Oh, which Bravo celebrity? Have you had Jerry O'Connell on yet?
We had Jerry.
You had Jerry He's on a riot. Already. So have you had Lisa Rinna on yet?
We had Lisa.
Oh my God, what is wrong with me? I haven't been listening as much as I should. Okay. Have you had NeNe on yet?
We haven't had
NeNe. Well, I think you should have NeNe Leakes.
Okay.
NeNe Leakes, you heard it here
NeNe
first.
Leakes. NeNe Leakes. And I think she's in town.
Oh, wow.
Word on the street.
We're already texting her publicist.
Text her publicist.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You girls are the best.
It was such
I
a
love
pleasure
this
having
was amazing.
You. Thank you.
What we good loved banter. It. Thank you so much.
Bye guys, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Let's talk about something near and dear to our hearts, our furry companions. Life is full of unexpected twists, just like the ones we love to uncover about our favorite celebs. But sometimes those twists involve our four-legged friends. Imagine navigating the unpredictable world of pet parenthood, where every day is a new adventure. Our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, wants to share a message to help make sure you're prepared for any unexpected curveballs, whether it's a sudden illness or an unplanned trip to the vet. Spot Pet Insurance can be your secret weapon against the unexpected. With Spot, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills, helping you with those surprising expenses that seem to pop up when you least expect them. But wait, there's more. Spot Pet Insurance plans go beyond just offering coverage for accidents and illnesses. You can enhance your plan with their preventive care benefit, ensuring that routine wellness, vaccines, and more can be covered too. Head over to spotpet.com today to get a quote instantly. Trust us, it's the easiest thing you'll do to help secure the well-being of your dog or cat. Visit www.spotpet.com today. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductible, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.